So in stage six, we've been talking about what kind of relationships you want to have. What are relationships to you? And how do we really learn about our relationships? So let's dive in even a little deeper. Join me in the next video, and we will just really get clear about our relationships. See you there. Trust. Gotta trust. Gotta trust you. Gotta trust. And trust starts with the self. You know, when you get to know yourself, when you really get to spend time alone, you start to trust yourself. And self-trust, there's just nothing better than self-trust. It's the foundation for who you are, because you will be able to trust yourself to say yes or no in any situation that presents itself, no matter how painful that experience might be. But you'll no longer negotiate or compromise who you are for another, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or you know, as a people pleaser, you want to make it okay for people. And that's where we lose our self-trust. And our inner little human inside needs you to trust. She needs to know that you're going to make a decision, that you will make good decisions on their behalf. That small, still voice inside, that little person inside, your little girl or boy that lives within there, needs to know you are making good decisions on their behalf at all times. And that's where self-trust really stems from. So trust starts with the self. Can you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself? Are you saying one thing and doing another, or do your actions really follow through with your belief and what you want to bring in? You know, don't forget, whatever it is that you are looking for in another, you have to make sure that you are showing up in that way. That is not negotiable. So you can't look for it in another if it's not already in you. And then, you know, how do you know that you can trust another? When you trust yourself, you automatically open up a whole new dimension of communicating and aligning with people that are trustworthy with their word and with their actions to follow through. It's a beautiful journey to watch and witness. And my fifth is honesty. So honesty, once again, starts with the self. Are we honest with ourselves? Because it's easy to lie to ourselves, and we don't even know we're doing it. We really don't. You know, when it comes to being honest with ourselves, the thing that I want to say is your outer life mirroring back to you what you want? Are you experiencing in your outer life everything that you are? Is it joyful? Are the people in your life, you know, are they showing up trustworthy and honest, and are they fun to be with? I mean, is your outer life is what you want? Because if it's not, then there's some areas within you that get to be shored up, because the only way we can see through the illusion and the lies that we tell ourselves based on social conditioning and programming is, it's all subconscious programs, is looking at the mirror in front of us. How is our outer life mirroring back to us? What is it mirroring back to us? And if you don't like what you see in the mirror, then it's time to look within, because that's where you got to get real and honest with yourself. And it's a journey. It's not something that happens overnight. So on this video, to really fine-tune your relationships, first you got to get very clear on your top five values. What do you value the most? And those top five values, I laminated them, put them in my wallet until they became just second nature for me. And now it's just something that I check in, because we're really good at lying not only to ourselves, but to one another, because we meet each other at our wounded selves. And you got to check in with yourself, and say, is that a fit for me, or is that not a fit for me? How does that really fit me? And own it. So, get really clear on those top five values, and then let those be not negotiable for you. You know, if those top five things are not in place for you, do you really want, you know, yeah, you can say yes and fill up your space with half relationships, half life experiences. They might fill a void for a while, but eventually they get stale and old, especially when you get really clear on who you are and what's important to you. So I challenge you to do this process, come up with your top five, and spend time with yourself before you start looking for it in another. Check in with yourself. Are you really aligned with your five values? Do you communicate? You know, these are mine. Do you communicate? Do I communicate my needs to others? Do I say what's on my soul? You know, I recently had, I can't even share this on live camera, actually. It was about a belief system around the holidays that our kids have. And all of a sudden, I might have said something to a friend. And I thought, oh no, was I on speaker? And did the kids hear me? And did I just blow a whole thing? And I could have brushed it off and not said anything, just gone about my day. But instead, I knew that wouldn't feel good to me. So I said, uh-oh, did I say something I shouldn't have? And right there in that now moment, like I could trust myself in that moment to say what's on my soul in that hot minute. I know I'll do it because I just will not live a half life any longer. It's easy to do. It's so easy to say yes when it's a no or a maybe. And I won't allow myself to do it. So, you know, it's being vulnerable. That would put me in a very vulnerable position with myself where I just wanted to cower down and hide under a rock. And instead, I'm like, no, let's just have this conversation now because I value and cherish this person as my friend. And I wouldn't ever want to show up in any other way than with full respect in all the values that I hold so dear to my own heart. So really check in with yourself. Nobody can do this journey for you. You have to want it. And you have to really want it. Because you will be tested and challenged along the way. Every step of the way to go running back to safety and security to live a half a life. So when you get comfortable being uncomfortable and all the things that trigger and ignite those aspects within yourself, it's stepping into those places and really aligning with the truth of who you are. And what will happen is you will mirror it right back to you with your friendships and relationships. And of course, if you choose to bring in that significant partner, there is a recipe for that. And I have witnessed and walked quite a few of my clients out of toxic and abusive relationships into magnetizing to them their divine soul partner. I have a pretty good track record with that. And so I just want to share that because we really do get to create the life we were here to live. And you really did come here to live the life you were born to live and one that is filled with love and joy. So thank you so much for being here. Please like, subscribe, and share this video. Until the next time, bye for now.